Hello and welcome to the Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. I'm your host, Robin Rothschild, and today I have Amber Parker with me, Executive Director of the Marine Science Consortium. Hey, Amber, how are you?
Hey, Robin, I'm fine. I do so love being here with you when I get a chance.
I know. It's just been great.
when I get the invite.
You always have an open invite.
Oh, thank you.
You just keep that in mind. So how are you doing today?
I'm well. How can you not be well on a beautiful day like today?
So on the Eastern Shore.
On the Eastern Shore. It's gorgeous. And it's finally nice that things are warming up again. They're probably not going to be warm again. And then, you know, who knows what. But we're starting to see the end of the winter.
Yeah, it's about time in the middle of May.
Absolutely.
So, Amber, boy, I know that we've got lots to talk about. Lots going on over at the Marine Science Consortium.
We do. Absolutely.
Where do we start?
I don't know. You know, I think we were talking earlier about all the things that are going on. And maybe the first thing is something that's coming up pretty quickly that we wanted folks to know about. And that's a big event that we're doing with our SPARC families.
Yes. And let me tell our listeners what SPARC stands for, because I asked Amber and I liked what she said. She said, "Shore people are really cool." But that's not what it means.
No.
we looked it up. It means Shore People Advancing Readiness for Knowledge.
Exactly. And the SPARC program has been around for a really long time. It's been run through kind of through the community college down on the Eastern Shore here for a while down in Virginia. But it is a program that we have kind of really embraced at the Marine Science Consortium, because our programs manager, Ann Armstrong, she actually won a big fellowship grant through Toyota and through National Audubon. They gave her $10,000 to start to work on a grassroots effort here. And which is really exciting.
Oh my gosh, that is fabulous.
Exactly. So Anne got in touch with the folks with SPARC, and SPARC is a program that works with families from the Eastern Shore, and particularly in literacy activities, environmental literacy, helping people to know more about their region and their area. And they came up with the Creek Watchers program. And what the Creek Watchers program is it's a bunch of families that come together monthly, and they monitor the health of particular creeks down in Virginia. They're taking measurements on, you know, oxygen and salinity, and they're picking up garbage along the creeks, and they're just doing a lot of things to try to, you know, help those creeks along.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been working on this for a year through this fellowship, and they're going to be doing their final sort of celebration of their work on June the 7th. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Marine Science Consortium. And they're going to present, basically the families are going to present about their experiences, what they did, how they explored. They're going to be, the students, the kids are going to show their water quality monitoring demonstrations. And it's really just folks like us that are getting involved in what we call citizen science. It's a way for people who are not scientists by trade, but the way that they can be a part of science and do science that is helpful to their community and to scientists as well.
So when they go down, when a group of you will go down to the creeks and get water samples and stuff, do you go back to the Marine Science Consortium and then you're able to do tests and things?
Well, they actually do the test on site. We have
pits
that they can
put
the water into a test tube, and they can, you know, determine how much dissolved oxygen is in it. They can test for pH, and they have particular instruments that they can use to test for salinity, how much salt is in the water. And it's really interesting, because one of the county supervisors called me up and said, "You know what, Amber, I know you're down on Holden's Creek, and this is in my district, and I've been noticing a change over the years that I'm seeing different plant species in places that are not what used to be there, and I have a feeling it might be because of sea level rise and more salt water coming up further into those creeks from the bay. Could I get the data from those students that have been gathering the data so I could see if that correlates with what I'm thinking?"
Mm-hmm.
Which is really wonderful to hear, because you know, we are all seeing that sea level is changing and that we're receiving, you know, the bay is rising, the waters are rising. And so that's going to affect our natural areas.
So obviously you will be helping him out and get
absolutely.
Oh, that is really cool. I'd like to hear
myself. I know. Well, that's what they're going to do on the 7th. They're going to be presenting their data and show, you know, talking all about it. It's a free event. You come out at 7 o'clock, hang out, and just really get a chance to see what people who are just like us, you know, these are not PhDs from some university. These are folks that are doing real good work.
What are the age groups of the people that are involved
in
this?
They're families. And so the kids range in age from, you know, 5 or 6 all the way up to teenagers. And it's a family event. That's what it's all about, really.
Amber, that is really fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there people that, are you always looking for more families to get involved in this?
Spark works with a lot of families. And right now we're kind of looking for ways to find more funding for Spark. I know that the Spark program is in need of that.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of figuring out how they're going to start reaching out more. So I'm not the best expert on it, and we probably should get the folks up here to talk with you more about it. But I know that right now funding, as with a lot of places, is an issue. So how much they're reaching out right this second, I'm not sure, but they're hoping to do more as soon as we can get another funding source in there.
And especially this June 7th.
Yes, it's a great
event.
Way.
Yeah. Should get a lot of people just to get out there and see what it's about,
exactly.
As well as the fantastic, what am I looking for?
Our
the
education
word.
Center?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, your center there.
It is beautiful.
That you have there. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It
so, and what time is that again, Amber?
It's going to be at 7 o'clock on the 7th of June, and that's at the Marine Science Consortium. We are on 3400 basically Mill Dam Road. And so if you just, you know, look up Mill Dam Road, we're right next to NASA. So if you know where the NASA gates are, we're that other complex that's right next to the NASA gates, not on Wallops Island, but on right there at the stoplight where the Royal Farms and everything is.
Yeah. I think quite a few
people know where we are.
They know where you are.
Absolutely.
Is there a pre-registration for this, or can you just come on out?
No, you can certainly call and let us know if you want to come, but really you can just come on out. We're doing it, you know, no matter how many people come, and we'll have lots of room for folks. And really the more the merrier, because we really want to share.
Yes.
You know, it's so exciting. Part of science isn't really science until you have shared it. Because otherwise it's just information that you're keeping in your pocket.
Yep.
So when you share it, though, it becomes a real thing. And so that's important for these families to be able to share the work that they've done.
Well, what's so neat about seeing what you do and the Marine Science Consortium over the last years is that you guys are so hands-on and also really big on getting people to come in and experience this hands-on with biology and the marine life and just everything. And you really do a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. We, you know, we love our computers and we think that technology is wonderful, but really you don't get the same experience looking at something on the computer that you do when you are, as our tagline says, hands-on, feet wet. So when you are in the environment, you're part of it, you just learn so much more. You understand so much more just being there.
You know, let's talk a bit about your camps that you have coming up. Because it's pretty much camp season is almost here, correct?
It is camp season. And our camps have kind of exploded this year. We've had a lot of interest. We've already filled quite a few of them, especially things like our kayaking camps and things like that. We had to disappoint a lot of folks because we got lots of calls. And we said, sorry, they're already full. However, we have a lot of camps that are still open. Some of them, one of them that we're doing in August, which is our 8 to 9 year old sleepaway camp. So it's only 3 nights, but that's a big deal when you're 8 and 9.
Yes.
Your first sleepaway camp. And that's going to be in August, the second week in August, I believe. And it's a way, you know, we're kind of excited about it because I know we still have space in it, and we really want to start connecting. That's an important age to get outdoors and to get, you know, hands-on, feet wet in their environment. And it's a really good opportunity for parents to know that their kids are coming to a very safe place, to a very comfortable place, and that, you know, we're going to care for them really well, but we're going to get them dirty. and we're going to get them muddy, and they're going to be wet. And
so don't bring their
stuff.
Sunday best.
Exactly. And they're going to come home with just this, you know, a bigger knowledge of the world and the natural world, and so excited, and they will have done their first sleepaway camp, which is a big deal.
How cool is that? And they get to stay in your dorms.
And they get to stay in the dorms with the great, you know, we have wonderful folks that we bring in the summertime that are interning with us from universities that are with them, and our educators are teaching. But of course, we have other camps for other ages. We have camps for ages all the way to, you know, 17-year-olds, and a lot of kids come to our programs year after year because each camp has a theme. So if you're interested in dangerous creatures, you can come and learn more about sharks and you know, all those other things, crabs and, you know, mantis shrimp and all those other crazy things that are out there. Or if you're really interested in mammals, you can do a coastal mammals camp. So there are a lot of options, and it's a way for, you know, more and more kids to connect through their interest. Or a lot of kids come back several times during the summer because they want to do all of them.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of fun.
Are you still doing you have some day camps that you do, and a lot of local kids can get involved in that.
We do have day camps, and those are in June and July. And all of this information is on our website, too, and that's important to know. And that you can Google us, you can look up the Marine Science Consortium, or go to www.msconsortium.org and find tons of information about them. But the day camps are wonderful because, you know, a lot of sleepaway camps, people think of going far away for those. And so used to be we didn't have day camps, and local families said, well, you don't have anything for us. And we said, whoa, we've got to fix that. So our day camps started out being just for local folks who, you know, wanted to bring their child by and be able to have a good place for their child to be and to learn during the summer or during spring break. Now, though, we have families that come from Washington, D.C., or from further out in Virginia, or from, you know, up a little further north, and they'll come down, and the parents will stay for the week, let their child come to camp during the day, and the parents are doing their own family thing, you know, maybe with a younger child or perhaps just on their own, and then their child comes back and they're with them in the evening. So it's kind of an interesting way to do a family vacation.
Now, did you start this, Amber? Did you start these day camps?
We started them in the last few years, but our education staff dreamed up those.
Okay.
We're very lucky to have some good folks.
Yeah. You know, I just thinking back, I'm remembering when you just started about 5 years ago, these camps, and to see how they have just taken off is really fantastic.
Well, it's a testament to our amazing education staff, you know, that dream up these wonderful experiences that really connect those kids to their environment and, you know, that give them an experience like none other. And so it's a real testament to what they've done.
That is really, really, my hat is off to all of you there. Now, I mean, you've got so much else. You were telling me about this really cool thing that sounds like a lot of fun. The Eastern Shore Summer Scramble.
Scramble, exactly. And we are super pumped about this one. This is basically a giant, humongous scavenger hunt. We're doing this in July. It's July the 6th, which is a Saturday. And basically what you do for the Eastern Shore Summer Scramble is that you find a team, and a team is however many people that will fit in your vehicle, and you give your team a team name, and then you register with us, and it's a $50 registration fee, but that actually covers a lot of things involved with this, and it also gives a little bit back to scholarships at the consortium. And then on Friday evening at 5 o'clock, you are emailed the scavenger hunt list. And it's not your traditional scavenger hunt. It's not, you know, go find pink toilet paper. I don't know if you remember when you were a kid and you would go to campgrounds and you had to go find weird things. This is also weird things, but this is more focused on the natural history and the cultural history of the shore. So you're learning about how amazing the Eastern Shore is, all up and down the Eastern Shore. But you're also doing that by having to solve riddles, having to go to places and get pictures of things, having to, you know, really connect with the local folks, having to go out and find one of our staff members who's in a field site, and then you might have to get you know, the salinity of an area or something like that. So it's connecting with science as well. It's very, you know, very hands-on, and it's, there's a lot of strategy because they're point values. And so you, and there's no way to do every single thing in 24 hours. So you have to strategize.
Oh, figure
out. For the points,
yeah.
Yeah. Which do you think you can do? Which is going to get you the most points? How's it going to work? It's a hoot and a half.
Is this, this is the first year you're doing this?
This is the first year we're doing it here. I actually did this, started this many years ago when I was in Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And it just took off there because it was another way to really connect with a really important resource. You know, the national park was great. They now have over 50 teams that come to this thing. Really competitive, but just a whole lot of fun. And the top three teams, the teams that get the top three point values, win really cool prizes. We have a lot of people that are, a lot of organizations that are donating prizes and everything from gift certificates to for dinners to, you know, stuffed animals from different, I mean, just a little bit of everything, really great basket prizes that we'll give out.
So is there any age limit for this?
There is not. No, it is. It can be families. It can be coworkers. It can be just a bunch of friends that want to get together to do it. It can be anyone that you think will work well in your team. And you know, that's the big part of it, is it's a team sport. So what we found when I've done this before is that teams will get together at 5 o'clock on Friday night
and
wait for the email, and then they'll strategize their way all the way through it and plan it all out. And then they're out and about, you know, that evening and then all day the next day. They come back to the Marine Science Consortium at the time limit. They turn in their sheets and everything to us. We have a nice meal for them while we're grading everything, and then we announce the prizes. And it's just a lot of fun.
This sounds like so much fun.
It is a hoot. Yeah.
And they have, so at five, they've got 24 hours basically.
24 hours, yes.
To get as many, to, and like you said, to get as many points
exactly.
as possible.
Yes. And it's really, it's our own way of trying to get people to appreciate the wonders of our area.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and to see those things that you drive by every day and you don't know it's there,
yep.
or this really cool animal that you didn't know was here, or whatever, you know.
So basically, they can go to the website.
They can go to our website.
Sign up.
And sign up on our website. It's right there. And there's actually an online registration form, so you just click on that, sign up through that form. But the best thing to do is, before you do that, figure out who your team is, talk to them, come up with your team name, because you'll have to give us that.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, it can be anything from, you know, Team Trickster to who knows what. You know, people come up with fun stuff with that. And then sign up, and we will be back in touch with you. And certainly that Friday, you wait, and on time, you'll get that email from us, and you can start.
Oh, that is just too much fun.
And
that's,
I mean,
that is
what
great.
A great way to spend a Saturday, you know, running
Absolutely.
Around the shore and learning at the same time.
And the registration fee of $50 is just per team.
Yeah, it's just per team. It's not per person. So it's $50 per team. And that's, I mean, that's a pretty cheap way to spend,
yeah.
you know, spend a Saturday.
Yeah, when you have a whole car full of people.
Exactly.
Having
yeah.
fun.
Exactly. Having a ball.
I mean, this is, I've never heard of anything like this, of a scavenger hunt type event like this big.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Who, have you guys come up with all the items yet? Or are you still figuring out?
They have, you mean as far as the prizes and things
go? No, as far as where do people go?
No.
Yeah.
We're still working. We're still kind of jazzing that around a little bit because we realize we've got to be smart about it. Every year we have to have new things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, but we are working on our questions. And of course, I cannot divulge any of them. But I will say that they will take you to some surprising places. They will teach you, you will learn about the shore like you've never seen it before. You'll see some really interesting people along the way. You'll meet really cool folks.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll learn so much. And you'll find, you know, and the goal, of course, behind it, too, is that you're going to find out about places that you want to go back to, that you want to explore more, or people that you'd like to go and spend more time with. It's just a great way to do that. that.
Amber, this is really great.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to try to do this.
It would be a hoot. Oh, yeah. We love it. That would make my day if you had a team.
Oh, I'm going to start thinking. I already have who I'm going to be calling for my team going through my brain. What a cool thing.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, absolutely. And I promise, I'll tell the audience right now, we will not give her any clues early.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I love Robin, but I don't love her that much. So.
No cheating. Oh, man. So what else do you have? I know that you guys are constantly busy besides just working with the universities.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We have a lot of things going on this summer. I do know we've got some things coming up. I mean, more, I would say go to our website, too, and check it out. A lot of family activities. And that's a big focus of ours now because we've learned that families really want to travel together. And families are looking for, I guess easy ways to enjoy each other,
mm-hmm.
you know.
More natural ways. Yeah.
And, you know, ways that are a little bit more kind of organized so that you don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of really great family camps and family day activities in which families can come just for the day and learn together. And that's a big push for us is because we want families to be together. We all know that's important. And, you know, often we don't have the time to be together as a family that we want to.
And doing something different.
Exactly.
Just something different.
Doing something different.
Have you found that since you have started these different type of camps, and especially the family mm-hmm. camps, which I remember when that just mm-hmm. maybe in the last 2 years,
yes.
that's become a bigger push, that those are taking off?
They have exploded for us. In fact, Parker, who is our special programs coordinator, I heard her yelling, you know, in the office today because I think we have a record number of families coming for our July family camp. I think it may be full or almost full.
Oh, wow.
And it's wonderful because, you know, yes, I mean, we certainly want these people to come and be a part of us, but we also know the benefits of it. And we know how great it is to spend time with your dad and watch your dad, you know, get squeamish about touching something that you're not squeamish about touching.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
kind of, you know, fun or whatever. You know, it's just fun to see your parents and your children in a completely different environment.
Yeah, that's really so that's wonderful.
Great.
That's
mm-hmm.
wonderful. Now we got to wrap it up in
okay.
a couple minutes, but I do want to touch base with you guys, the Marine mm-hmm. Science Consortium. Mm-hmm. NASA,
yes,
and Fish and Wildlife.
Yes.
You've been studying the because they have that beach replenishment right there
mm-hmm.
on Wallops Island,
yes.
where the rocket launches are
right.
held. That beach replenishment, and you guys have really made an effort to get together and study the changes, the non-changes of what that beach replenishment is doing to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going really well, and it's sort of taken off in that we all realize that sea level rise and climate change, it's no longer a what-if scenario for us. It is a reality. It is going to happen. And so we have to learn how to adapt to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that adaptation is talking about and sharing knowledge about what's going on to help us understand more about how quickly things are happening, how species are changing, you know, species where, you know, we may have southern species coming north or whatever. So We're really kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty here between all of our organizations, and that's NASA, the Marine Science Consortium, Fish and Wildlife, VIMS, a little bit of everybody here on the Eastern Shore that's representing science, and talking about how do we create, and the word institute's not probably the best word for it, but I'm going to use it just as a placeholder. How do we create an institute, an organization in which all of these different organizations can come together and can share knowledge through putting things into common databases, can share knowledge regarding, you know, what they're doing so that we find out where the holes are in
mm-hmm.
our knowledge, what's not being covered, as well as we find out, you're already doing this, so let me information, and I can kind of work off of that and create something even bigger.
Don't duplicate efforts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is the big push. We actually have a meeting about it in a couple of days, and we're really focusing on how do we make this bigger, how do we bring it to fruition, and get everybody talking on the same level so that we can know and understand how sea level rise is going to affect our communities, how we can understand how climate change is going to affect them so that we can plan for it, and just be smart about it.
You know, that really, when I had Lou Hines on the program a while back, he was telling me about this, as well as Caroline Massey. And it really was, I've just never heard of agencies like that working together, which is so easy to do when you are all together in a smaller community.
Yes.
But, you know, it's just so smart. And I believe it was Lou was telling me that this is major. I mean, there's some major scientists from around the country that are going to be coming in to work with you guys.
Absolutely. And Let's put it into perspective too. The Eastern Shore is one of the most vulnerable communities in the United States, second only to New Orleans to sea level rise.
We're
also a place that is maybe the word pristine isn't completely correct, but we have not messed it up too much yet.
Right.
We still have, you know, these wonderful bays and ecosystems, and things are not too polluted. Things are pretty close to where they should be. So because of that, it's a perfect laboratory.
Right.
And, you know, we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen pretty fast for us. But it also is a great laboratory to study. So why not use it as that and help ourselves here on the shore, as well as help to educate people from around the world.
Oh, that's exciting. And I'd like to do a program just on that, as I was mentioning earlier, to get all the different organizations and agencies in. And we'll be working on that. Mm-hmm. Amber, as always, it's flown by.
I can't believe
how fast time goes by. It is just wonderful to see you. And good luck with all your really exciting events. And Summer Eastern Shore, Summer Scramble. Here I come.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you
Saturday,
scrambling
around July
out there.
6th. And people will get the information on that Friday, July 5th at 5 o'clock.
They will. And for any other information, just Google the Marine Science Consortium. Go on our website. There's tons of information there. Or you can give us a call. But thank you for having me today. It's always so much fun to come and chat with you.
Yes, it is. I feel the same way, Amber. That concludes today's Wallops and Assateague Islands Report. Have a wonderful day.